Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Warning, this podcast contains explicit language and content some listeners may find objectionable. This is a work of fiction. Any similarities to persons living or deceased, organizations, places, or events is purely coincidental. This podcast is protected under copyright. Listener discretion is advised. This is The Offensive.
This is not the last major outbreak we're ever going to see. There's going to be more outbreaks, and there's going to be more epidemics. That's not a maybe. That's a given.
How serious is this? Is this something that we need to be terrified of, or is this overblown, or how do you stand on this?
Well, first of all, you have to understand the timing of it in the sense that it's just beginning.
I think we're in the middle of a massive experiment. Will people listen to scientists?
Today, the World Health Organization officially announced that this is a global pandemic.
Just going to clear this as far as he can. Nothing fanciful with just a few seconds on the clock. Ashwood City on the brink of what you hope is a once-in-a-lifetime knockout Europa League mini-tournament. Behind closed doors out in Germany, they've just got to hold this tie at 0-0. Wolfsburg might have one last chance here. Kevin Mbabu plays it inside and goes for the overlap. Gets it back from Maximilian Arnold. This is Mbabu, floats it in, and it's collected valiantly by Emmanuel Riviere. And that, you must feel, is the end of Wolfsburg's run in the UEFA Europa League 2020. Riviere holding onto it. And now he's going to kick it long, surely. There it is. Full time. The goal stands from way back in March this year. A different time. And that goal has carried Ashwood City to the quarterfinals of the UEFA Europa League. There may have been no fans to witness such an occasion for the hosts, but it's a small price to pay for such a step in the club's history. Matt Janssen, having already achieved so much, has a new target on the horizon. And that's it here from Dartley Park. Ashwood City 0, Wolfsburg 0. One of these teams is going to Germany, and that is Ashwood City. Well, Wolfsburg, of course, going to Germany, but they're going to Germany because they're based there. So they are going, yes, but sort of. So, well, they're going, but they'll be sad on their way to Germany, whereas Ashwood City will be happy. Good night.
Flying high over Baku, Azerbaijan. Chelsea have won the Europa League again, just as they did 6 years ago.
as European football returns in an effort to finish the ongoing competitions, an isolated knockout tournament in Germany has been arranged by UEFA to conclude the Europa League. Ashwood City have arrived in Cologne following a 1-0 aggregate victory against Wolfsburg. The club now face Shakhtar Donetsk in the quarter-final of the Europa League. In light of public safety measures, the team have quarantined and now in baggage claim at Cologne Airport. The players and staff are carefully observing strict social distancing measures.
Wet Willie.
Kieran! Bloody hell!
What are you flying out here for, Theo? Some of these lads need you for some emotional support or something.
Not quite. Put your mask back on and keep your distance.
But seriously, mate, what are you doing here? It's essential staff only, innit? You hear that, Van Ginkel? Essential staff only.
Leave me alone.
It's funny because he's shit.
I'm here for a confidential reason. Have you washed your hands since the flight?
Yeah, I have. And what are you on about?
It's confidential.
Yeah, I heard you the first time, Miss Confidentiality. Now, come on. Let the beans out the bag.
I can't say. Now put your mask back on.
Oh, what?
Sorry, buddy. Hey, also, I know this is none of my business. Just go easy on Welly on his first day.
Welly? What are you on about?
Chris Well.
Yeah, I've heard of him.
He's got a coaching role at the club.
Fucking hell.
What's wrong with that? Matt needed some more staff.
Some more staff? He was the only one there, mate. Matt needed staff full stop. Period. Tampax.
Chris is a really talented guy. He's a veteran of this place. He knows you guys. They wanted to bring him home.
Jesus Christ. You know what? I was laughing my tits off at Juve getting Pirlo and then fucking Bournemouth getting some backroom belly. Now look at us. Look at us. Oh, great. Matt's done a good job, so let's just fucking give anyone associated with the club a job. Fuck's sake. I thought Nolan would be splashing out on somebody top-notch, not fucking Welly. Hey, guys. Well, speak of the Tasmanian devil. I'm actually from the Gold Coast, Kieran. Gang, guys, could I have a bit of quiet? Okay, let's see who can go quietest for the longest. But seriously,
well, you just lost the game, mate.
Shh.
Yes, good point.
I just want to give you all a big hello.
Hello.
Okay, I'm your new technical coach. I'll be working with this man right here, Mr. Jensen, our noble leader, on making sure we're all tip-top.
Yep.
All season round. Okay.
What does technical coach mean?
Yeah, I know that one. It means that I'm keeping everybody sort of, you know, fit, sharp, that kind of technical stuff, you know?
That's nice of you.
During these unprecedented times,
who else are we getting on the coaching staff?
You know what, Kieran? It's it's not a Q&A, mate. So just shh. Okay. As I was saying, during these unprecedented times, it's so vital. It's so important that we train right, you know? We've got to make sure we eat right and we know when to cool off, okay? So, great. Grab your bags. Let's go get on the coach. And yeah, thanks, guys. Let's go get him. Okay. Danke, as they say. Danke schön.
You do say that. Well done, Chris.
Kieran, that's my bag. Can you pass it to me? Oh, wait, let me just get you some latex gloves first.
Oh, yeah, no problem, mate. I'll get it for you. Just as long as you tell me what you're doing here.
Just doing my normal job. There's the gloves.
Oh, shove your gloves up your arse. If you don't tell me what's confidential, I ain't getting your bag, all right?
Kieran!
Just tell me, and I'll grab it, mate, all right? It's no biggie.
Well, it is a biggie, actually, so that's why I haven't told you.
All right, no bother. Bye-bye, bag.
This is so immature. I'll get it, then. If Patrick found out you were messing with his plans...
Whoa, hang on. Patrick's plans? What the fuck is going on?
Nothing.
Oh, Theo, come on, man. You can tell me, can't you? We're mates, we're buddies. I'm the club captain. Even the gaffer's still fucking interim head coach. I'm the only permanent piece of furniture around here these days, mate.
Ugh, all right, fine. But you'll pass me my bag if I tell you.
I'll even do it right now. There, all yours, mate.
Thanks. So, and again, this is top secret.
Yeah, go on.
Patrick is trying to loan out Okoufo to cover his wages. He might be going to PSG like any bloody second.
Jesus.
So Ashwood are getting Nelson McCarthy from Watford. Oh, do you want this hand sanitizer for the coach journey?
Nelson McCo?
Nelson McCarthy. Played for Watford like 11 times this season, holding midfielder. Hand sanitizer?
Hang on a minute. Why are we replacing a fucking world-class number 10 with a holding midfielder I've never heard of?
You have heard of him. Irish international. Loads of...
fucking great. Say no more. Irish international. Fantastic. Is he actually Irish or just shit English?
Actually Irish.
For fuck's sake. Why isn't he investing in this fucking team, Theo? Just does my fucking nut
Kieran,
in, mate.
Relax, okay? It's complicated. Nelson McCarthy has a relegation release clause. UEFA are clearing his registration for the remainder of this tournament, potentially. So just please, 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 this has to be top, top secret.
Nelson McCarthy?
Yep.
Yeah, he's decent.
Hang on, you've heard of him?
Yeah, man. You got booked for stamping on his ankle season just gone, mate.
Did I?
Yep.
Wait, hang on. Stomping or stamping?
What's the difference?
Well, I don't usually stamp, you see. I prefer a stomp.
Mate, what the fuck are you on about? You nearly broke his ankle. That's what matters, bruv.
Ah, well, I don't remember that. You alright, Van Ginkel? What are you
There's after? A rumour going around that Ashwood are signing another holding midfielder.
What do you mean, another?
Well, I am a holding midfielder.
Are you? Oh, good for you, mate. So's Marco.
Is it true?
What, that they're signing another? Yeah.
He's decent, William, mate.
No, he
is. Is he better than me?
Yeah, of course, but he's still shit. Oi, Welly. All right, gents, lunch in 10, okay? Hey, before you start all that shite, you've broken the rules, mate.
How so, Kieran?
Where's your initiation song?
Good Sorry. Point, Kieran.
What? Initiation song. All the new players and coaches have to perform a song to the rest of the team before they take a session or play a game.
Oh, bugger off, mate. I did that 12 years ago.
Yeah, but you're not Welly the player anymore, are you? You're Welly the coach. All that hashtag bring him home bollocks.
Look, I didn't start that bloody hashtag, all right? That was the club's social media geeks.
Come on, Chris. I did a fucking mean one last year before my debut.
Aye, well, good as well. He danced and everything. Do you remember?
I'm not bloody doing
it. I did Kendall in the Vind. See, even fucking Van Stinkel's done it.
And I've bloody done it, Kieran, when I was a player.
Doesn't count.
No.
What are you talking about? Doesn't count. I make the rules here, KFC, all right? Not you. Besides, your own manager hasn't done one yet.
He's still interim coach, and he's not permanent. Besides, he did one when you were a coach.
Oh, did he?
Right, everyone, here we go. In you come, lads.
Kieran.
Right.
Kieran.
Our new tactical coach.
Technical coach.
Is going to perform his initiation song.
Yeah.
Hey, come on, give him some support.
Yeah, let's go.
Take it away, Welly.
All right.
Running a football club can often take it out of you.
Oh, bloody adverts.
Welly, what are you doing?
All right, skip ad. Here we go.
Here.
Oh, God, not another.
Welly, fuck's sake.
I just got to get the backing track, you know, make sure I'm in the right key.
The right key? What are you on about? Fucking Richard Keys over here.
All right, Kieran, this was your idea, wasn't it?
Just get on with it.
Okay, here we go. If you know the words, sing along.
Oh.
I don't know it. I don't think I know it. Traveling in a fried-out combi.
No, I don't
On
know.
A hippie trail, head full of zombie. I met a strange lady, she made me nervous. She took me in and she gave me breakfast. Come on, sing it. Do you come from a land down under?
That's all right, isn't it?
Where women glow and men plunder. Can't you hear the thunder? You better run, you better take cover.
Right, you got to do second bit and then chorus again, right?
Another... bloody hell, Kieran. We've got a train, mate. Put some fucking effort in, come on. Buying bread from a man in Brussels.
Here we go. Man in Brussels.
He was 6'4" and full of muscle.
Come on.
Yeah, come on, Chris.
I said, do you speak my language?
More energy.
He just smiled and he gave me a Vegemite sandwich. And he said, I come from a land down under. Where bitters flow and men chunder. Can't you hear the thunder? Oh, you better run. You better take cover. All right, that's that. That's all I'm doing. Okay. Thanks, guys.
It's an okay try, isn't it?
Well, that was shit, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Want me to do the Candle in the Vin song?
Fuck it, yeah. Go on, then.
Hey. Ooh, Jesus. Hey. Hi, I'm Patrick.
The Offensive Podcast is now on Patreon. With a single level subscription tier of just $5 a month, you can become an official member of the Super Whites with the Ashwood City season ticket. You'll get an access all areas pass to Dartley Park and receive previously unseen behind the scenes footage. This will include sit down one-on-one in-depth interviews with both creatives and the cast of the show. You'll also receive club shop discounts and exclusive merchandise for Patreons only. Monthly downloads will continue in the off-season and will include MP3 downloads of songs featured in the show, such as the Ashwood City song,
We're Big Oven Chilling On,
and a full, previously unheard, 4-minute version of
It's the End of the World as We Know It.
Your money will go towards running costs and maintaining our current high standards. It will allow us to continue to bring you a show described as must-listen by The Guardian, ultra-sharp by GQ, and sharper than Luis Suarez's left canine by The Football Pink. Sign up now for a one-tier price of just $5 a month. You'll become an official fan of the club and enjoy all these benefits and so much more. Visit patreon.com/Ashwood City and get your membership today.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces 3 thought-provoking questions over 3 glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would say something like that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Anna Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
If you look at what we're doing with some of the local social distancing measures that we're bringing back in, that's entirely driven by our ability to detect cases through local test and trace, working with our local authorities and taking the right local measures. And that is how we hope that we'll be able to keep...
Who is it?
It's Rachel.
Is this an essential conversation?
Yeah.
That has to be done in my hotel room.
Well, I'd rather it was private, yes.
Can you use the hand sanitizer outside the room first?
I have.
Okay. Have you got a mask on?
Yes.
Gloves?
No.
Let me Slide some gloves under the door, hold on.
Theo, I'm a doctor.
Exactly, you've been dealing with patients.
I've been rubbing hamstrings on arse cheeks for half the bloody day, Theo. Open the door!
Ugh, okay, hold on, just getting my PPE.
What the hell is that?
It's a full face covering.
It's a visor for paintballing.
No, it's not. This costs 600 quid, this. This is what they use in Wuhan.
Oh, so foolproof then?
Oh, I don't need to be lectured about virus protection from a doctor.
Actually, that's exactly who should be lecturing you. But lectures aside, I need a quick chat.
Come in, don't touch anything, and breathe as little as possible.
Great. Look, I have reason to believe that Christian Okufo has had a medical at PSG.
What?
Yeah.
How? What makes you think that?
He made a comment about his musculoskeletal stability and lower lumbar region, then asked if I could detect any adductor problems.
What the fuck does all that mean?
It means he's picked up a load of jargon. The kind of jargon that gets thrown around in a medical... I mean, every single medical I perform for new players involves a musculoskeletal stability test.
God. Is he going? Has anyone checked on him? Is he still here?
After medical, all he has to do is sign.
We're playing in the Europa League quarter-final tomorrow, Rachel!
I know.
But he'll play, right? He'll play.
Ugh.
Did you just cough?
No, I scoffed.
Sounded like a cough.
I didn't. I just laughed at the idea of PSG just letting him play high-tempo football against a dirty opposition post-medical.
I'm calling Patrick.
This is the work of Patrick, though. Why would you call him?
Shall I tell Matt?
If you tell Matt, there's a chance he'll drop the best player at the club. You saw what he did with KFC last season with the contract.
For God's sake! Right. Let me call, Woody? Shall I call Woody?
If you want to.
I mean, I really don't want to. No. But we've got to get Nelson McCarthy out here ASAP. You can perform the medical if he signs in time.
In time for what?
For if Okufo ditches us.
What difference is another player going to make? He plays in a different position, Theo.
It's about perception. To the other players, to Matt, to the fans. Why do you think Welly is suddenly on the coaching staff?
Because he's cheap and sentimental. Hashtag bring him home.
It's because the team is stretched. Matt is still fuming about being interim head coach and not permanent manager. It's about keeping morale in a decent place.
You think Patrick would get rid of him, even now? Even during all this?
Have you met Patrick? PSG are offering to take 200 grand a week off his books.
Good point.
I once saw him argue over whether Snackerjacks were included in a meal deal. Hey, Woody. It's Theo. How's it going, buddy? Theo. Theo Clinton. Well, I'm not dead. Well, you don't have to sound so disappointed. I'm in Germany. I just wanted to inform you of something.
Apologies for the technical difficulties we're having with these simulated crowd effects. I'm told the issues are being resolved. They certainly add a bit of atmosphere, so bear with us. No technical difficulties for Ashwood City this first half. Holding a lead handsomely courtesy of a Williamadu goal set up so exquisitely by Christian Okufo. And here is Christian Okufo now cutting inside. 2-0. And what a stunning strike of the ball that is. Curling inside the far post, right to the last second. Shakhtar Donetsk have to find something better in the second half. That's the goal. Christian Okufo, 2-0. Apologies again for the technical difficulties.
Hey, what's going on over there?
What, man?
Matt and Willie.
What about them?
Just fucking look.
Who's Christian a phone to?
Matt. I don't know, mate, but Matt looks fucking fuming.
Geffer? Geffer, come back! All right, guys. Move along. Nothing to see here. The gaffer just, wants to really get out there, you know, and just he's eager for the second half, you know. So, look, any knocks, any tightness, just a couple of minutes before that, then we go back out. So, speak now, forever hold your peace. So, quick little sub requested by the boss, Christian Okufo. Well done, buddy. You rest up. And what? Nelson, where are you, Nelson? There you are, mate. Okay, you'll be coming on. Obviously, sit deep for this half, and then we'll...
Excuse me. What the fuck?
Kieran, boss's orders, mate. All right?
All right. Which boss is that, then?
Kieran, enough.
Sorry. But who the fuck is he?
Appeared overnight like a fucking hangover. He's done a light training session with us this morning, and now he's chucked in during a fucking quarter final. Christian has got a fucking goal and an assist, Chris.
Kieran is right. I should be playing, not him.
You should be on loan in the Championship, Van Ginkels. You can fuck off.
Nelson is the most match fit.
Who the fuck is he, mate?
My name's Nelson McCarthy. I'm originally from Dublin.
Shut up, Nelson, man. Who asked you?
Well, your man did.
Oi, don't you fucking talk back to him. Right, enough, okay? Cool it, all right, cool off, cool beans. All right, cool on the gang. Jesus. Coolio gangster's paradise, guys. Okay? Christian, you're off. Nelson, you're on. Now, Matt wants everyone to refresh themselves before going back out, so what I suggest is you grab yourself a Lucozade.
Right, come on then, Nelson, up you get. Initiation.
Kieran, now's not the time, mate. Yeah, couldn't fucking agree more, Welly. Could not agree more, mate. Now is not the time to bring this stranger onto the field of play, is it?
Let's hold this lead, and we'll talk about it after.
No okay? bother, mate. Not a problem. No bother at all. But first things first, right? We have observed one tradition of this fine club in Patrick Nolan fucking us about. Yes, now it's time for another tradition, lads. Isn't it?
Yeah, you've
initiation. Nelson, the floor is yours, mate. What are you going to sing?
Nelson, sit down, kid. All right? Kieran, we have to be out there in 1 minute, 27 seconds.
I could sing Bring Him Home from Les Miserables.
Never fucking heard of it. Best of luck.
Nelson, mate... You don't have to do this.
Oi,
okay?
Marco, finding the backing track on the Bluetooth thingy.
Marco, you won't be able to find it, so just let's just get rehydrated.
It's no bother at all.
All right, okay. Okay, ladies and gents, this is Nelson What's-His-Face singing Bring Him Home from Les Sulk.
It's Les Miserables, Kieran. Les Sulk is Nicholas Anelka.
Yeah, quiet, Welly. We all want to hear this sack of shit embarrass himself, all right? Welcome to Ashford.
Maybe I do Candle in the Wind and show this motherfucker how it's done.
William, give it a rest.
Boo.
Yeah, boo, get off the stage. Let's see what this cunt can do. Fucking
go
joke.
On high, hear my prayer in my need. You have always been there.
Oh, what the fuck?
Wow.
Is
I know, it's amazing.
He's like the son I might have known. If God had granted me a son, the summers die one by one. How soon they fly on and on. And I am old and will be gone.
Well sung, kid. All right, guys, got to get out there now, okay? Yeah, well, sit down. Nelson, carry on, mate. Kieran,
him peace, bring him joy. He is young. He is only a boy. You can tell.
Actually late now, guys. Okay?
Willie, yeah. Shut up.
I die. Let me die. Let
wow.
him live.
Really should be out there now, guys.
Bring him home.
Could get a fine for this.
Willie.
Bring him home.
Well,
that was great.
Unbelievable, mate.
Absolutely fantastic.
Let's go, guys.
Marco, are you crying?
And what a moment. Ashwood City are in the semi-final. Matt Janssen's men charter their course into the unknown with such ease and confidence, you have to feel they could be one of the favourites here to lift the trophy. Full-time, Ashwood City 2, Shakhtar Donetsk 1. Apologies for the technical difficulties again.
Thanks for listening to The Offensive. Interact with the club on Twitter at Ashwood City. Visit the website at ashwoodcity.com. The club shop is now stocked with home and away shirts.
This was a Stakhanov production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I actually got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad was thinking of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.